is even though things may come, things may go, may have changes, even though we have a reunion and departure and happiness and sadness with times, but with our Father who is always looking after us, so we'll be able to receive the mercy and grace and blessing from Christ. No matter season comes and season go, and the God's love always fulfill our heart in this world. So we'll be singing together with our thankful heart and give Lord our thanksgiving with unlimited thankfulness.
好，那么我们一起来啊学唱，好不好
？So let's learn how to sing the song together.
我们先唱谱一遍，好不好 ？So so 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 la si do fa fa， 来慢慢起个音。这个恐怕到后来呢，就会唱得太高哈。所以能不能够减一个调啊，降一个调，可以降，好，这个比较好。哆发发啦啦啦啦西哆瑞西嗦嗦咪咪瑞哆啦啦西。嗦瑞哆西啦嗦瑞哆，咪咪发咪啦哆西啦咪，发嗦啦西哆瑞西嗦啦，嗦咪咪瑞哆啦啦西。嗦瑞哆西啦嗦啦西哆，很容易的哈，这个简谱哈。我们现在唱一次词，好不好？
虽然万物都变化，转眼离合悲欢又迁移，人间。山翠谷梦来的书七度恩义，多少春夏秋冬去又去，感受主恩爱充沛天地，众生歌唱满怀感激，奉心向无限谢意。
所以不难唱哈，
很
当然顺口的哈。那个我们再唱一遍哈，然后呢，大家到最后的时候还可以再来唱一唱哈，好吧
？The end. We'll sing again.
来。慢好不好再低一点点哈，因为这个到高的地方还是拉不起来。
Can we lower the key just one more time?
嗦嗦嗦啦西哆，好像不是低一个调，给你低一个调。现在是什么调？西啊西，那就 B 降。嗦嗦啦西哆，哎，这个比较好唱一点。你看，这个人才辈出啊，人在这里。
We have many talents in our church.
来，我们一起来哈。虽然万事万物都变化，转眼离合悲欢又迁移，人间。深追孤梦爱的书几度恩义，多少春夏秋冬春又去，歌声出恩爱春遍天地，同声歌唱满怀感激，
奉献献上无限谢意。
好，谢谢。那么
Thank you.
我们 一面唱一面心里面呢充满对神的感恩。
We sing at the same time in our heart we're full of thankfulness to our God.
那么世人对神跟对父母呢都有两种态度。
People in this world has two kinds of attitude towards Father and our God.
忘恩。
Either become ungrateful,
另外一种呢是感恩。
Or become thankful.
哪一种人多呢？
Now, which kind of people would be more?
最近呢，我们我跟师母呢，常常去探访那些疗养院里面的老人啊。
Mrs. Yi and I often visit those elderly people in the nursing home.
看到他们虽然不愁吃的，也不愁医药这方面，但是呢。他们的心灵非常的孤单啊。
Even though there are not lack of care or food, but they are very lonely.
那么有一个我们教会那个老人的感恩团契呢，他们在团契的时候呢，在感恩节的时候呢，就有好几个老人起来啊，见证来感谢。
In our church, the elderly fellowship.At the time for the fellowship, many elderly people would stand up giving testimonies.
有好几对老人家啊，他们都这样说，他们感谢主啊，让我们的女婿、女儿，或者说儿子、媳妇，没有把我们送到老人院去。
Many of them would say that we thank God that their children, in-law, their son-in-law or daughter-in-law did not send them to the nursing home.
那老人家呢就觉得很安慰啊。
They felt pretty comfort at that time.
刚才大家读这个路加福音十七章。
When we're studying Luke 17.
那么在路加福音前面两章啊，十五章里面呢，说到一个人有两个儿子。
If you would review chapter 15, then the story says us.Jesus talked about a squandering son.
还有一个呢，顾家的儿子。
Another son who takes care of the family.
但是我们读那个故事呢，我们看到啊，不但那个浪子不懂得感恩啊，连那个顾家的儿子呢，也不懂得感恩。
If you review the story, you'll learn that both of these sons did not know how to give thankfulness.
还有在路加福音十六章里面呢，有一个天天奢华宴乐的财主。
In Luke chapter 16, there was a story of a rich man living in luxury.
上帝让他在这个世上呢，能够赚很多的钱，但是呢，他完全不懂感恩。
God has let him make a lot of money on this world, but he did not give any thanks to God.
因为没有感恩，所以他没有一个怜悯人的心啊，对他的门口。的乞丐拉撒路呢，他一点都没有怜悯的心。
Because without his heart of thankfulness, so he has no heart of compassion. That's why he treated that the Lazarus badly.
在今天这种时代，我们看到新闻啊，或者网络上面的新闻啊，很多都是很可怕的，很像挪亚那个时代啊。
If you read the stories nowadays online or in the news, you will realize many stories will mimic the time of Noah.
在提摩太后书里面呢，提到，说末世有一个危险，其中有一个呢，就是忘恩负义。
In the book of 2 Timothy, it mentioned that one of the dangerous signs of the coming to the end of the world is that people become ungrateful and unrighteousness.
那么我们刚才读路加福音十七章啊，讲到呢十一节那里哈，有十个大麻风的病人啊，他们呢求主来治好他们。
If you review Luke chapter 17 verse 11, it says there are 10 people suffer from leprosy.
十个人主耶稣都治好了，但是呢，只有一个回来感谢主耶稣。
And Jesus cured them all, but only one person returned give him thankfulness.
那么当日的麻风病人不但是人间的垃圾。
And as you know, that leprosy patient at that time of the, would become rubbish in terms of their status in the society.
他们是生不如死啊，啊，但是一切残疾当中最可怕的。
All of all the illnesses, they are the most fearful one because they're considered walking dead.
在今天来说，麻风病并不是很可怕啊。
But today, leprosy is not considered that fearful.
但是在那个时代呢，他们完全没有什么希望。
But there was no hope in those days.
他们只能够游走在那个城市的边缘里面呢，苟延残喘。
They would be only be able to walk around the edges of the cities and try to make a living and out of their last breath.
现在听到一个好消息。
But now they heard a news, a great news.
在他们的心中燃起了一线的希望。
In their hearts, they had a glimpse of hope.
因为有一个人叫做耶稣，听说他是神的儿子降世，他能够行神迹治病。
They heard that there is a great person.Who is the Son of God, and His name is Jesus, He can come down the world, perform miracles, and cure people.
所以这十个人呢，就大家呢连起来，壮胆起来，走进村庄去。
So these 10 people tried to be brave and walk into the village.
他们迎着耶稣啊，大声的求救。
They stood at a distance and called out loud.
这个信心啊是很好的。
And this is a wonderful message.
这个信心没有错。
And that belief, faith, is nothing wrong with it.
那主耶稣为什么要他们去给祭司来检查呢？
But why that Jesus asked them to be checked by the great priest?
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
耶稣愿意他们以后能够重新的融入这个犹太人的社会。
And Jesus would like to have them to be able to go back to that society afterwards.
因为犹太最注重的呢是那个会堂、圣殿或者会堂的生活。
Because Jewish people pay great attention to the cleanness of their great worshiping temple.
正如基督徒注重这个星期天去礼拜一样。
Just like Christians pay close attention to come to church on Sundays.
那么假如经过祭司检验呢，那他们能够重新的证明是没有麻风病的人了，那他们就可以呢跟其他的人一样正常的交往。
Once the priest has examined them and said that they are leprosy free, then they will be living like a normal person.
等于是一个从完全一个新生啊。
They're giving a new life.
第二个原因呢，是耶稣借着这件事情来答复这个法利赛人跟这个文士、祭司这些宗教权威。
And the second reason that Jesus used this parable is to tell the story that to answer the Pharisees in terms of their questions.
因为他们不停地问神的国什么时候来到。
Because they endlessly asking Jesus when God's kingdom will come.
那么。耶稣在这个时候呢，正好让祭司犹太的宗教权威们来鉴定一下，他是不是神的儿子，他是不是神的弥赛亚。
And Jesus uses great occasion to testify why he is God's Messiah to the great priests and his people.
让犹太人他们能够真是甘心悦服的来接纳他。
So they would ask Jewish people to really obey him and accept him completely.
因为主耶稣在世上行的神迹远远比摩西或者以利亚、以利沙都历史上任何一个先知都更多。
As you know that Jesus performed more miracles than any other previous prophets like Moses.
但是其实人怎么信怎么求呢，主耶稣是不太在乎的。
Jesus does not care how you ask or how you ask for him for help.
他更在乎的是人有没有一个感恩的心。
What he is really concerned about is if you would have a thankful heart.
我们在这个十五节到十七节，大家读一遍好不好？
Let's read this passage again.
内中，
就不再大声荣耀与神。又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他，这人是撒玛利亚人。But not all them can cleanse. Where are the other nine? With no one found to return and give praise.
那个外族人撒玛利亚人回来大声的归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣的面前来感谢他。
So the Gentile, the Samaritan came back to Jesus and praised him aloud.
主所看重的是我们有没有尊敬神，有没有荣耀神，有没有感谢神。
And Jesus paid close attention to see if we actually thank him, praise him, and give him all the appreciation.
主耶稣在世的时候，常常为我们做了很好的感恩的榜样。
When Jesus was alive, he set up a great example for us and to be how to be thankful.
当他在这个哥拉逊、伯赛大、加百农这一带的地方行神迹传道的时候呢，做了很多事情，但是呢，只有几个门徒跟他。
And he performed many miracles when he traveled around to spread God's gospel, and but only a few. He only had a few followers.
那么主耶稣感到很灰心的，应该。
He actually felt a little sad about it.
当他这个工作遇到困难的时候，做了那么多的事情，但是那些人都不愿意信。
He worked so hard, and somehow many people do not believe. And he wondered what else he could do.
在马太福音十一章二十五到三十节那里呢，主耶稣怎么说
？If you read Matthew chapter 11 verses 25 to 30, this is how Jesus would deal with it.
好，我们就请读前面四行字好不好？请大家一同读。
Let's read together.At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Father, for this is what you
have pleased to do.
When he encountered difficulties and troubles, he still praised the Lord, as is mentioned here.
父啊，我感谢你，因为你的美意本是如此。
He said, I praise you, Father, because this is your will.
我们因着主耶稣的感恩，我们也可以在劳苦沉重的时候同样的感恩。
So, just following Jesus Christ, when we're having difficulties and having burdens, we should also praise our Lord.
这样我们的心就得到安息，因为其中有神的美意。
That way we'll have comfort in our hearts because in that we have Jesus.
人生里面每一个高山低谷啊，都是神教导我们学一个美好的功课。
In our life, we always have peaks and valleys. Those are the lessons that are given to us by Jesus.
那最近呢，有弟兄来一个 email 说他希望得到生命圣灵的律。
Recently, I received some emails and stating that I like to receive the law of the life.
因为基督徒啊，有时候呢，圣灵常常在我们里面责备我们，说自己总在犯罪啊，没有能力了。大家有没有这种经验
？Somehow, the Christian often have experienced that we do not have this ability to deal with.The sinful nature of ourselves, and the Holy Spirit would blame us at all the time.
这个生命圣灵的律就是耶稣基督带来的赦罪。
So that law is actually simple, is that Jesus has come down to redeem ourselves.
他为我们钉十字架，使神跟我们之间一切的那个鸿沟呢都除去，使我们跟神和好。
So the way he was nailed on the cross and died for us, that bridged the gap between God and us, so we can be at peace with our Lord.
和解了神对罪人的愤怒。
And then we'll calm down God's anger towards people here.
救我们脱离了永远的死亡跟审判，赐给我们成为神儿女的新生命。
And save us from dying and have eternal hope for us and become children of God.
所以我们感谢主 信耶稣、啊、应该得到安息的。
So we thank our Lord that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will have peace.、
我们再来看一段、啊、就是约翰福音十一章那里、啊、
Let's review、
请大家一同读、啊、他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。主耶稣在那个场合是什么场合？
When did Jesus say these things?
他是面对人间最难过的坟墓跟尸体。
When he was talking about this, he was facing the graveyard and dead bodies.
他所爱的朋友拉撒路死了，死了四天在坟墓里了。
The person he loved most died, already died for 4 days in the tomb.
那耶稣怎么能还能够举目望天感谢神呢？
So why Jesus this time can
still... 他刚刚不是刚刚哭过吗？
Why this time Jesus can still look upon God and praise him?
为什么能够感谢神？
Why?
因为他对父神有更真实的认识。
Because he has really a true understanding of what his father is.
这位神是赐生命的主。
And that God is the one that giving you life,
是救恩的主,
giving you salvation,
是有创造宇宙万物一切全能的主,
and is God who creates heaven and earth.
他能够使人从死里复活过来,
so he can resurrect a dead person alive from it.
主耶稣对生命的本质也有更透彻的认识,
and Jesus Christ has the true understanding of what the true life should be.
世界上人人都是一定要死的罪人。
You know, everyone would die, and we're all sinners on this earth.
我们最好的选择我们从基督徒来说，我们最好的选择呢，就是与主同死。
So the best choice for Christians, that is to die with Christ.
每一天与主同死。
Every day, die with our Lord together.
求耶稣在我这个死人里面复活出来。
And ask Jesus to revive us from dead.
让圣灵从他的圣经当中来教导我学他的样式。
Ask Holy Spirit to teach us how to model after Jesus.
什么是主耶稣的样式让我们学？
Now, what is actually the things we can learn from Jesus?
就是他的圣洁、他的公义、诚信、爱，还有谦卑。
And that is his faithfulness, his holiness,His righteousness and his humbleness.
每一个信主的人都应该都有这个赐生命的律。
So every person who believes in God should understand this rule.
当你信主受洗的时候，生命圣灵的律就进入你里面。
Once you believe in Lord and being baptized,
the actual
life will come to you.
可以学耶稣。
So we can learn from Jesus.
如果把这个比较深奥的问题说的最简单呢，就两句话。
How do we simplify this rather complex question?
什么时候我让耶稣胜过我，那么我就是一个得胜的基督徒。
Every time when you let Jesus become victorious over you, you will become a successful Christian.
因为耶稣胜过我了，我就有自由，就得到释放，就有平安。
When Jesus is victorious over you, then you have peace, you have relief, you have freedom.
让耶稣胜过我，我的罪，我的骄傲，我的主义，让耶稣胜。
So your pride, your own thinking, your ways should be overtaken by Jesus. That's the way it should be.
什么时候我胜过耶稣，我比耶稣还聪明，我比耶稣更好，那个时候呢，我就是一个失败的基督徒。
Every time when you feel like you're better than Jesus, you're overtaking Jesus, then you become a failure Christian.
我就感觉到不安。
So you have no peace. You'll be tied up.
魔鬼就可以在我里面呢，不断的来继续他的工作。
And Satan will continue working your heart.
所以罗马书十二章劝我们把自己献给神。
So the book of Romans 12 asks us to dedicate ourselves to our God.
一个让耶稣胜过我的基督徒。
So every time when Jesus is overtaking you,
就是一个 如何谦卑的人。
Would be a humble and modest person.
他能够常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事感恩。
He'll be joyful frequently and pray continuously.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里面向我们所定的旨意。
And this is what Jesus told us, and that his will.
在旧约圣经里面呢，也常常教导我们要存感恩的心。
In the Old Testament, it also taught us that we often should have a thankful heart.
请大家读这个诗篇五十篇第十四节，好不好？
If we all read Psalm 50.
对，先读上面的两节都读吧，好不好？大家一起来，
14,
请读。
你们要感谢为
献献给神，也要向至高者完你的愿。感谢为祭献上，便是荣耀我。那按正道而行的，得着我的救恩。所以盼望我们弟兄姐妹常常存心谦和，远离罪恶，献上感恩让我们活着就像主耶稣。
We ask that our brothers and sisters, hopefully that we all distance ourselves from sinful nature and often have a thankful heart and then giving praise to our God.
有一个很懂得感恩的人
There's one person who really knows how to give thankfulness.
大家可能有些人已经听到他，有些人见过他，有些人在电视上面见过他，或者在 YouTube 上面见过他，是吧？这个小孩啊，叫做 Nick Vujic.
Many of you have probably known this person on TV, YouTube, or online. His name is Nick Vujic.
他生来就是很快乐的。
He's born a happy child.
他没有手而且也没有脚。
Because of a rare condition disorder that he was born without four limbs.
只有一只小鸭脚
Only has a toe with a foot with two toes.
从小的时候呢，父母是很好的基督徒，父母告诉他，上帝爱你，上帝非常爱你。
At a very young age, parents would teach him that God loves him.
所以他就很高兴，上帝爱我。到他上幼儿园的时候，他发现，上帝爱我，但是好像我的小朋友们呢，他们有一些我没有的东西。
But in his kindergarten, he was questioning,Why God loves him, but many other children have things that he do not have.
所以他就开始求神给他有手有脚，像其他的小朋友一样。
He asked God to give him limbs, arms and hands.
求了很久，好多年。
And asked for many years.
后来他写了一本书
Later he wrote a book.
The Life Without Limit. 没有限制的生命
He wrote a book later and talked about生命没有极限。
他说，假如你求不到一个神迹呢，就让你自己成为一个神迹。
He says, if you cannot get a miracle, you should make yourself a miracle.
Yeah, you can become one. 那么他呢，他有一句名言他说 ，No arms, no leg, no limit. 他什么都可以做。
He says something really popular. He says.没有脚没有手但是我没有任何限制
当然这个很不容易了假如让这样的人都能够快乐都能够感恩那么我们有什么理由可以不感恩
If a person like him can be so thankful to God then we have no reason why we cannot be thankful to our God
当他慢慢长大他就很努力他这个跌倒了以后他要爬起来100次爬不起来他说我没有别的选择我还是要继续的爬起来
When he grew old it was difficult when he fell down because he had to crawl hard and he would just stand up and he would try 100 times he said I had no other choice I had to get up
那么他就用他这个小小的鸭脚他就学会了跳水游泳打球打网球打篮球打高尔夫球
And with his commitment, and you can see that with his little foot and toes, he was able to write, type, and play tennis, and play basketball, and even golf.
他读完了中学又读完了大学，他献身给主耶稣去传福音。
He finishes high school and the college, and he dedicated himself to spread gospel for the Lord.
他去了全世界25个国家传福音。
He has talked about the gospel in 25 countries in the world.
啊，有七个总统啊，因着他这个福音，他传的福音而信主。
And seven presidents of the world have, because of his message, have become a believer.
很奇妙的一个人啊，去年呢他还结婚了。
Last year he got married.
这里黑黑哈，我们看得不大清楚，但是其实这个新娘啊非常漂亮。
You can tell that bride is very pretty.
今年呢他还生了一个小男孩。
And this year he has a newborn.
有神的爱啊。
Because of God's love.
什么都有，都是可能的。
Everything is possible.
让我们说哈利路亚，感谢主。
So we can say hallelujah, way to thank our Lord.
好吗？所以旧约里面呢，圣经也给我们看到半以理呢是一个很会感恩的人。
In the Old Testament, another example is that Daniel has taught us a lesson how to be thankful.
这个但以理生在一个很可悲的时代，国破家亡啊，那么被自己呢被抓到巴比伦去做奴隶。
You know, Daniel was born in a tragic time. He was captured into the Babylonian empire, and he became a slave.
那么做奴隶呢，被王帝养得很好啊，养得成了奴仆啊，就像中国的太监一样嘛，就跟皇帝在一起。
But the king treated him well. He became a servant to him.
但是这个很危险啊，中国人说伴君如伴什么？伴虎啊，那么君王做了一个梦啊，忘记了。哎，你们告诉我，我做了什么梦？
As you know, in Chinese, there's old saying that if you accompany a king, it's like you accompanying a tiger. This is very dangerous.
谁能知道王帝做了什么梦啊？
So the king went.
不知道，杀头啊！
So the king was told the story.
马上就能谢谢奴仆呢，都要人头落地。
So the king once asked the wise men of the country to interpret one of his dreams.
那么在这种环境下你能做什么？
And then all the servants could not interpret the dream were decapitated. So in that condition,
感谢神，在但以理里面呢，他有一个宝贝啊，他里面有什么？有神的灵啊。
But Daniel within him, he has God's spirit.
他能够顺服圣灵来发问题。
So he would be able to follow Holy Spirit and answer the questions.
他顺服圣灵，请三位弟兄一同祷告。
So he asked the Holy Spirit to pray with him among the three brothers he had.
然后怎么样？在但以理书二章啊，那里他就称颂神啊，最后那三节啊，他说：“我列祖的神啊，我感谢你，赞美你。”因为你将智慧才能赐给我，允准我们所求的啊。结果他就向这个皇帝呢来解释他的梦。
So he prays to the Lord, and because God has all the power and wisdom, so with that he was able to interpret that dream of the king.
然后王俯伏下来，五体投地。
And then the king fell to the ground.
但以理书不止一次说到他的感恩。
And then, Daniel praised God many times.
在第六章里面，另外一个就是波斯王啊，马代波斯王，就是今天的伊朗啊，那个大力乌呢就下一个禁令。
As you know, in chapter 6 of the book of Daniel, it says that the Medes Persian king of Darius had a decree.
那么我们看看这个禁令是什么？三十日内不管任何人不能够向神求什么，也不能够向人求什么，只能够向王求。这个是很无理的一个法令，是吧？
And that decree is very unreasonable. It states that you cannot worship anybody else.
但是在那个独裁者的时代是很可怕的。
In 30 days, it's a very scary decree.
结果这个基督徒这个但以理呢照常祷告，一天三次打开窗门向耶路撒冷祷告。
But Daniel did not obey this decree. He actually still praised God three times facing Jerusalem, opened the window.
结果他就被他的仇敌呢、哎、那些要 告他的仇敌呢，告到王面前。
So,
基督徒祷告感谢的时候，苦难还是不会停止的。
So he asked, though his enemies reported his behavior to the king, but as you know, the Christians during the difficult times, they will not stop praising God.
好像刚刚的大选啊，很多基督徒祷告啊。
And during the election time,
选出来结果呢，很多人失望。
Many Christians prayed and may be disappointed with the results of this election.
这个该发生的事情还是会发生的。
Things that should happen that should be would happen.
但以理真的被丢在狮子坑里面了。
So Daniel was thrown to the lion's den by the king.
但是奇妙的事呢就发生了。
But that's where the miracle happened.
不管在但以理的心中，或者在外面那个狮子的口面前，主耶稣都得胜了。
No matter it's in Daniel's heart or in the mouth of a lion, Jesus Christ actually was victorious.
所以感恩是人能够对神做的最好的回报。
So giving praise to God is the best thing we can do to respect our Lord.
他也表明我们对神的信心。
It also shows him our faith.
就是相信无论遭遇到什么，神是爱我。
Then taught us a lesson that no matter what you encounter, God loves
you. 他有能力救我。
He has the ability to save you.
他能帮助我胜过患难，胜过痛苦，胜过疾病、死亡。
He can help us to overcome suffering, pain, and even death.
我遇过很多人，他们在患难跟走到尽头的时候呢，转变过来信主。
I've encountered many people who come to the end of their lives, they turn around and become believers.
我也遇到很多人，他们在很年轻的时候，或者很老的时候，有一些很老的，他们很平顺，也有一些人正在事业飞黄腾达成功的时候，他们来信主。
I also met many people who are doing very good job their work and at the peak of their career,They turn to Christians.
为什么？因为他们有一个感恩的心。
Why? That's because they have a thankful heart.
我想这个感恩是非常宝贵的。
That thanksgiving is very.
我想神也是非常宝贵他们的感恩。
That thanksgiving is very precious, and God will appreciate that.
好，我们再一次来提醒一下大家该为什么事情来感恩是。
And I'd like to remind everyone what we should really be thankful for.
好，大家一同来读好不好？为主耶稣奇妙浩大的救赎感恩因为主耶稣，我们能够得到赦罪，得到永生，成为神的儿女
We give Jesus Christ the thankfulness for His wonderful salvation.
为神的爱感恩
We thank the Lord for the love.
这个爱在我们的周围那么为圣灵的同在一起来读好吗？为圣灵的同在是信心、力量、智慧、机会、感恩。
We give thankfulness because we'll be with the Holy Spirit, so we have faith, power, and wisdom and opportunity.
为神的话和主耶稣的释放感恩。
We give thanks to the Lord because God's words and our Jesus Christ.
因为在四福音里面有记载主耶稣他所讲的话他所做的事那我们在面临任何一件事情的时候我们都能够考虑我们都能够选择像主耶稣那样去做
So with Jesus as a model so anything we encounter we will copy after him so we know how to deal with it
然后为家人感恩因为亲情使我们能够相连相爱
We give thanks to
在你旁边的先生或者太太是上帝让他在你旁边让你爱他不管你感到他爱不爱你或者可不可爱你都要你有责任要爱他
We give thanks to the family because it was God who put your husband and wife on the side of each other regardless of how it goes you should love your spouse
为朋友感恩因为我们能够相遇相知这个在世界上神给我们这样的朋友是非常宝贵要好好珍惜
It's very precious. 为弟兄
姐妹感恩，因为我们有同样的信念，同样的盼望，同样的目标，所以我们能够彼此的连在一起。
So we give thanks to the having siblings because we have the same purpose, so we have, can encourage each other.
为教会感恩，神的真理从教会传出去，改变人。啊，那么我们为这个教会啊感恩啊，那么好的地方啊，感谢主啊，这个前面啊，神交给我们这么好的一个地方呢，我们要做好管家啊。在圣诞节来之前，那么把周围的环境啊都弄好一点啊，前面那个招牌啊什么，我相信都会做得更好啊，所以让这个教会在这里呢能够成为啊一个神所祝福的灯台。
So we'd like to give thanks to our church that our church has such a nice place, so we should take good care of that before Christmas, so become a guiding post in Peoria.
让耶稣基督的真光真爱传出去。
So God's true love and light will be spread from here.
好，我们还要为过去感恩，因为过去的经历塑造了人生的独特。为现在感恩，因为正活在全能永生主的恩爱之中。对不起。
That's okay. We should give thanks to the past because the past experience has created the uniqueness of us.We should give thanks to the present because that gives us God's love and among that we have eternal life.
我们也要为未来感恩，因为在变化当中我会更了解神，因此有更多的感恩。
We should give thanks to the future because during these changes we have better understanding of God and then give more thankfulness to Him.
大家有没有什么感恩的事啊？今天还是愿意来跟大家分享的，有没有？
Does anyone have
可以用一句话、
things you would like、
两句话
to say?
或者最多三句话来跟大家分享。
Does anyone have anything you'd like to say to express your thankfulness to God? One or two sentences would be good to share with us.
有没有？不然我们 来唱诗歌了啊，再唱 一遍刚才那首诗歌好吗？
Let's sing that song again together.
好，我们请大家站起来哈。
Please stand.
用我们的心来唱啊，唱两遍好不好？啊。
We'll sing it twice.
虽然万事万物都变化，转眼离合悲欢又牵引，天岁月无声却不蒙爱的书，基督